Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
When he was just 3.5 years old, Vinh Chung fled Vietnam with his family in the aftermath of the war, becoming one of the hundreds of boat people in the South China Sea hoping for a better life. Despite pirates and days of drifting at sea, his family was rescued and eventually came to America with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Today, their family holds 21 university degrees and an amazing faith legacy. Vin has detailed the story in his book, Where the Wind Leads, and he took us back to the multiple miracles that visited his family in that open boat drifting across the ocean.
The South China Sea is a big body of water, and so it's really a miracle that they even found us. And so during our trip, there were multiple miracles. One of them was obviously when World Vision Sea Sweep found my boat. But prior to that, when we were drifting out at sea with no food or no water, by day five, my father had his first connection with God. In Vietnam, my family was, we were not Christians. We were superstitious. We believe in Buddhism, Taoism, ancestral worship. And my father had always believed in a higher power and that it was, there were certain virtues that were, such as generosity, honesty. He believed in doing good, but he certainly did not have a relationship with God. But while we were drifting out there, and he looked around and saw his family of 8 children and his wife were just dying from dehydration and starvation. And by this time, we had several people on the boat who became blind. They were hallucinating. And my father got on his knees and just cried out to God. And at this point, he didn't even know the name for God. They just believed that there was a creator. I got on his knees, cried out, said that my family's dying. We need water. And almost immediately, the skies turned dark and rain came down and gave us just enough water to keep us alive until the next day before World Vision Sea Sweep rescued us. And so it was a very politically tense situation and it was a decision that Stan and the captain of the boat had to make, because by picking up refugees, they might have found themselves out of commission and without a port anywhere that would accept a boatload of refugees. But they looked at the 93 people who were dying, and they decided to follow their conscience and said that we would do what is right, regardless of all the different political pressures. And so they picked us up and eventually found a refugee camp in Singapore that would accept us.